The tax war of 2026 has officially been called off. Today, April 15, 2026, the Canada Revenue Agency, CRA, is not issuing tax bills to Silicon Valley. It is processing the Canada DST Refund 2026. Following the sudden repeal of the Digital Services Tax Act in late March, a move widely seen as a peace offering to avoid devastating U.S. retaliatory tariffs, the CRA has shifted its entire digital infrastructure to return funds previously collected under the interim framework. The great de-escalation, why the bill was repealed, the reversal wasn't just about tax, it was about protecting the broader Canadian economy. The Canada DST Refund 2026 is the byproduct of a high-stakes trade negotiation that concluded just weeks ago. Avoidance of the WTO dispute, by repealing the 3% levy, Canada effectively dissolved the grounds for the Canada DST-WTO dispute that trading partners had been prepping for months. The peace dividend, in exchange for the repeal, the U.S. has reportedly paused its investigation into Canadian softwood lumber and dairy quotas, stabilizing billions in cross-border trade. Refund eligibility. MNEs that made quarterly installment payments in late 2025 and early 2026 are now seeing those credits reapplied or direct deposits initiated. The CRA's administrative pivot processing the Canada DST Refund 2026 is no small feat. The agency has repurposed the Digital Services Tax Portal into a rebate status tracker. CRA compliance update: our priority today is the orderly dissolution of the DST ledger. Taxpayers who were previously notified of retroactive liabilities can officially disregard those notices. The Canada DST Refund 2026 process is automated for most registered digital service providers.